Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and I realize I don't sound like that. It is allergy season here in the Midwest United States, and as a result, my voice is being impacted today. So we'll probably end up with a shorter show and give you some extra time to explore past segments if you'd like. So this week, we are going to explore sparks of the gift of time, because so often we try to figure out what to give to people and for that perfect gift, that perfect occasion, and we will be exploring tonight the gift of time that we have given to our nieces and nephews over the years, because every summer, except for one, we have offered what we call Camp Hofner. And during Camp Hofner, we invite our nieces and nephews to spend a week with us, to enjoy new experiences, visit new places, activities that they have not done yet, and to really build a strong bond, a strong connection to the cousins in the family. Because we don't all live close by one another, and when we were growing up, my sisters and I spent time with our cousins on our mom's side of the family. I'm sorry, I thought I muted my phone, so you got a guy's cough in there. But we, with the cousins on my mother's side of the family, we would spend weekends together, picnics, spend holidays together, and it really helped us to be close as we grew up. And there are a number of ways you can give the gift of time, because truly, when you're gone, what legacy do you leave? And each year, for the last several years, I've invited my nieces and nephews who are here at camp to talk about their experience, to share with you what brings them here year after year, some of the lessons that they've learned, some of the takeaways, and truly, I believe, one of the greatest gifts that you can give to someone is the gift of time. And so, how do you do it? And it's not even always about going places and doing things. It's about being together and talking, learning about one another, and growing together and sharing with one another. And so we host a summer camp that we invite our nieces and nephews to spend time with us. And sometimes we have themes. This year our theme is an awesome Camp Hofner 2010 with AWE in quotes. We want to give them awe-inspiring experiences, some awesome creativity, and just some awesome time. And so we're going to talk with them in a few minutes. They're getting some touches done with dinner and setting the table. And we this year have five kids the entire week. Our son, who is 9, and then 4 of his cousins. 2 of his cousins were with us Monday, and then we'll be ending our camp at their home, swimming and camping, because of the location of their home and with their schedule, they were not able to be with us for the entire week. So it was a way that we could spend time with them. So let's hear from them about the power of the time we spent together and the lessons they've learned. And we'll hope that my voice holds out and that my phone holds out as we go through the process. And due to the location of my computer, we may not be able to take questions live. But if you have questions, you're always welcome to send an email to brainbonanza@gmail.com. That's B-R-A-I-N, brain, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A, bonanza.com. And I'll be happy to share it with the kids and get their information back to you. So, I think I hear the dishes. They're done setting the table upstairs. When they were younger, I did most of the food prep and activity prep alone. And as they grew in number and in age, I was lucky enough to have students and former students who I worked with through the Upper Bound program at Luther College participate as my assistants in camp, and especially the summer Alex was born, because I think he was only 2 weeks old when his cousins came for the Camp Hofner week, so we really appreciated that. And this year it's me, because the older girls, it's the summer between their junior and senior year. And so it's kind of tough to stay focused because it's the last year for them. And that happens every year when it's the last year. And it could be the last year for any of them if they get a job or have a summer internship program. For most of them, the summer before or after their senior year has been their last summer. And it gets a little catch in my throat. Because I valued the time with them, and I value the relationship I've been able to build with them. And the fact that they call me as teenagers just to talk about what's up, how things are going, what's new. I know there was an article in Family Fun, which had I read ahead of time, I would have submitted some of our activities from our camp. It was a year ago or so. About having your own summer camp or summer adventure. So if you are interested in learning more about our Camp Hofner experience, you can email me directly at brainbonanza@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning about more resources that I could share with you, some of which I've shared with my nieces and nephews over the years, they get a free brain bonus when they visit. Check out brainbonanza.com. And I'd be happy, very, very happy. I'd love to share with you what I've learned about scheduling assistants to shut up and clean up and when we formed groups. Our largest group that we ever had was a group of 11 of 10 of my nieces and nephews plus my son. I think 11 was our largest. And our fourth just graduated. Two are currently in college. One completed her massage therapy, and one is starting college this fall. So four of them are here in spirit with us. And then we're enjoying the time that we have with the four who are here and the two that join us on both ends of the week. And sometimes even as parents, we forget that the gift of time is so, so important to our kids. And if you have a ritual you can set up for when you get home or when you leave in the morning, that's huge. Because it lets them know how important they are in your life. So, there we go. We've got silence upstairs. Yes, we do. Oh, wait, maybe not. It's challenging too, as I'm older. My son just turned 9. He's the youngest this year. His younger cousin, who I believe is 8, or actually she's 7. And next February she'll turn 8. So she's not able to be with us this year. So next year, with looking at the kids who graduate, I've got a sports camp situation probably coming up. I think I'm down to 3, including my son. So let's go out and check out on those kids. Now, I will also tell you, I have taken some allergy medication, and I've noticed that sometimes my thought process is a little impacted by that. So I appreciate you bearing with me. If you, again, have questions, Lynn, you want to contact me later, once we're finished with the interview, I can pop downstairs and check the switchboard. It's been very hot since we've been here, so we're kind of, and today was a hang at home and do finish up craft projects and play games kind of day. The boys are playing Star Wars Legos in Alex's room. Girls are in the kitchen. So, girls, are you ready?
Sort of.
Okay. Oh. Jessie says she's stirring potatoes. Well, girls, I want to ask you first is to think about how long you've been here. They're going 13 years. And if you would let people know how old you are, I talked about already that you, this is your last summer, most likely. And here, let me take that off the burner.
That, it was on that burner, so it's not on any burner. It boiled over a little bit.
Hi, I'm Jessie, and I am 17 right now, so I've been coming here for 13 years about. I'll be a senior next year in high school. I haven't missed a year coming to camp, so I'm the best one. That's a,
in terms of
and yeah, and I get the attendance award because I've come every year. I love coming. That's why I come back.
Because
I love my Aunt Melanie very much. And I enjoy going, getting away for a week and just hanging out with my cousins and playing games and going places and doing things together because I don't get that very often. So that's why I come back. And the food's really good, too. So, yeah.
Shelby.
Okay, I'm Shelby, and I'm 17 years old, and I'm going to be a senior, and I've been coming to camp for 13 years. Also, I love coming to camp because of family, and it's fun, and where we go places, museums, it's fun, it's joyful, yeah, you should come, yeah, okay, here you go,
okay. Go ahead and turn the timer off and go ahead and use my kitchen shears. Somebody used the scissors for crafts and then went back in the drawer, I guess. And so, yeah, when you got to love live radio. So as they're passing the phone and getting things back and forth and forth and back. And so girls, yeah, making dinner. It's the timing. So if you had to think about... Oh, yes, yes, Shelby, we know it's your last year. Thank you, because I said that. Think about some of the fun things that you've experienced as you've been at camp, if you were to look back and say, oh, my gosh, these are the kinds of things that really stand out in the different things we've done. Some years we travel every day, other years we didn't travel at all.
Decora for...
Stop stirring, they're done.
Well, I just wanted to sip in them. They're very wet. I love going to Decora where... we used to be at where Melanie used to have a resident home. There's regular things we do there, I guess, that we go to. And the fish hatchery. and Dunning Springs, which is my favorite waterfall, so I love going back there, which we can climb and this and stuff, which makes it even cooler. And there's a park out there. I don't know what park it's called, but it's sweet, and we go there all the time. So I love going to Decora. That's my favorite thing that sticks out. Yeah. Okay, my favorite part about camp is swimming, the waterfall, and the farm. What else is there?
So we do like to take in places that they...
Oh, taking goofy pictures.
Yeah, and as I've gotten older, it's been interesting to look at the trends, because when they were young, like 3, 4, 5, they usually just came with their sleeping buddies and clothes, and now as I've gotten older, it's remembering all sorts of things. We had one summer that we had it was the summer of the portable DVD player, where I think every family brought a DVD player. And, yeah, why do we have spoons? Because ice cream. There's like 3 ice creams on your Evites. So we went from everybody bringing portable DVD players so they could watch them during the time they could watch movies. Sit. It's okay, sit down. So you can have this fork. I'll get one later. And so playing games that we enjoy, because we also, at Christmas, rent a Lutheran church camp facility for a weekend, and we spend the weekend playing games and staying up late, sleeping very little, cooking food and playing games and playing games and playing games. So it's teaching them about different games, and as the age range, the widest was, I think, 4 to 17 was the widest years when Alex was youngest and he was coming, and we had Stephanie and Danny. So it's interesting to see the themes as they change from year to year. And it's amazing what we cram it. It starts on a Sunday and ends on a Saturday. And there were days where we would be in vehicles for an hour to two a day traveling to different places in eastern Iowa. And so now this year is kind of, we've mellowed out and only traveled a couple places and stayed home today. And tomorrow we may just stay home and hang out too, just because it's nice to relax. They're getting older. And both of them have said that they are so busy. There's so much going on, and just to sit and talk. So, yeah, this is truly your vacation. And as for me, it's my vacation. I take a week of vacation and spend it with my family. So how would you describe, or how do you think being here has impacted your relationship with your cousins, as opposed to people who don't have an opportunity like Camp Hofner to spend time with their cousins?
It has impacted it hugely, just because we hang out with each other for a solid week. We're stuck with each other. I mean, we can't really call our parents and be like, Mom, come get me because I'm annoyed. So, I mean, we learn to live with each other and we learn to get along, I guess. And we've all seen each other at our best and worst, whereas some families just see each other like once a year for like 3 hours. So it's a good experience just to hang out with the family and really get to know your family and just be close to them, and hopefully you'll be close to them like for the rest of your life. And so that's what I think has meant a lot to me, is just knowing a lot about my cousins and my family, and just being able to know that I'm close to them and look forward to hanging out with them for a week.
Get the grapes out of your mouth, Shelby. Shelby just pointed at me. It's like, no. Shelby, get the grapes out of your mouth so you can talk about you, because some of them are within an hour of where I live. Some are more like 2.5 hours. Some are closer to 3 to 6, 5 hours away. So, you know, being here for a week, huge. And this year, the oldest drove themselves. That was the first. So, Shelby, how has it impacted your relationship with your cousins?
Has highly impacted because of them. We're strongly together. We like each other more. We play games more. And it's infected me more.
What else should I say?
I don't know. Okay, and back to Melanie.
It's so much fun when I ask them spur of the moment. Like last year, I think I only had one of them willing to talk. This year, I got two. And so they're both sitting here. It's kind of like, okay, girls. And we find out, you know, some people like video kinds of games. Other people like card games and
board games,
right, and creative. And it's interesting how some years we plan crafts. Like I know I said I got, what, 8 skeins of yarn left from last year when we made the Eyes of God. So I've got a daddy to clean out my crafts, like pick something. And we also, interestingly, this year when we went to get crafts at the craft store, people ended up with multi-level wood things they had to build, and so it's interesting. Mine, as I looked at it, when I'm so spatially challenged, I'm going to have help. So it's what can you learn and how they help each other, because that's the other thing, is being willing to help each other. Can you think of games that you really only play when you're with your cousins, your extended family, because you don't really play them at home?
Pretty much every game under the sun for me, because I'm so busy that I don't play games when I'm not with family. But I guess cards, board games, Pictionary. Pictionary is the biggest one. My father dislikes Pictionary very much, so we don't play it at my house ever. So when I'm with my family, I get to play Pictionary, and it's one of my favorite games. So that's cool.
Also, I like Pictionary because I don't play with my family either because they don't like it. And it's funny when my aunts are laughing like crazy, like Jessica, she laughs crazy too.
I'm
a dictionary. But I'm not talking about you, Casey. And Oodles and Doodles, that one's pretty fun. And Sequence with Jessica, yeah. Yep. And I like crafts too, they're pretty fun. You can do weird things.
Yeah, you talked about home.
And so games are very exciting for us to do around here in our spare time. They're relaxing. And a lot of times we don't like to think a lot and or use our brain knowledge. So we do things that we say things that are not smart. And so then everybody laughs, and it just becomes this huge laughing fest. And especially when we catch it on, like, camera and we get a bunch of pictures of it, it's really funny. And sometimes we just have those moments when we're not playing a game and one of us is just too tired or something, like me, because that happens a lot. And so that's about how much I can say about games.
Thanks for filling the time as things fell out of the cupboard. As I said earlier, I love doing live radio, so I keep talking. I know that we do take a lot of pictures. I used to do more video. And one thing I think that annoyed the kids a lot was group picture. I got so tired of hearing group picture. But looking back at those, what do those group pictures mean to you now?
A lot, I guess. I don't know. It documents really where we went and who all was there when we went there. Like some years we get group pictures in front of every building under the sun we visit and or any tree or anything. But there was one year that we didn't have one group picture at all, which was kind of funny. But, yeah, usually we get a whole bunch. Lately, though, Melanie has been better about only capturing a few to get down on the amount of them, but we still have the good, meaningful picture.
We take a lot of pictures, and I think that they mean that we were there when sometimes we weren't there. We couldn't come from sports and stuff. And they mean more than your words.
Thank you. Yeah, they're hitting silly mode, and it's not even after 8 o'clock yet. So, yeah, places that we'd visit when we go to Decorah, we would go, like, to Denning Springs and the different places and take a group picture and watch the kids grow up over time. And after we moved away from Decorah, we would go back every other year and take pictures of the fish hatchery and the Bell at Luther College and so we could really see the kids growing. In learning how to share, how to follow the rules of camp, because there are rules.
Many rules.
There's not that many rules, like 10 or 11. And when we had the cell phones, we had to have to emphasize the if it's not yours, leave it alone rule. Only touch your stuff. Always ask permission. Please and thank you was challenging, especially when they were younger. Who was it told me? You say please and thank you a lot, Jesse. I think it was your sister Stephanie.
Probably.
Who said, you people just say please and thank you so much.
Other rules? Am I supposed to come up with other rules?
Well, you can talk about some of the other rules.
I got in trouble for a rule that I learned here.
Okay, so at Camp Hofner, we have this rule where if someone says your name, you drop what you're doing, look up, and say what. So I was at a Girl Scout meeting because I'm a good girl like that, and I was involved in Girl Scout. And I was at a Girl Scout meeting before the meeting had began. I was chatting with one of my girlfriends in Girl Scouts, and I was telling her a story, and my Girl Scout troop leader said my name. And so I looked up and I said, what? And I stopped mid-sentence and I looked up and I did everything that Melanie taught me. And then she took me out in the hallway and yelled at me. And just, oh, man, she was screaming her lungs off at me because I said what to her. So I almost quit Girl Scouts, but I didn't because I'm a good kid. But I stayed in it. But that's my funny story about the rule. But it is a good rule. I just got in trouble with the wrong lady for it. So.
Yes, we talked about what happened next week.
A Whole New World in the art class was a long time ago.
Her eyes just got really big. And Shelby, hold that thought, because I want to talk about the funny shirts that you guys made last year at Christmas. Jesse told me, oh, it's been a few years ago, and she said, oh, my gosh, because they're only here for 6 days, and she... We use songs to cue changes, especially when I had 11 kids and that wide range of ages. And rather than yelling and screaming, it's like, okay, when you hear this song, like A Whole New World, that's a cue to get ready to go, which meant fill your water bottle. Whoever was responsible to pack snacks would get the snacks ready to go. Everybody would use the bathroom. And so they would play music in art class. And when the song A Whole New World came on, Jesse did something very interesting.
I believe I started cleaning up all of my art supplies and putting everything away. And I'm guessing I got in trouble for it. No, I was just, my teacher was just very curious as to why I just randomly started putting my stuff away. That story is very vivid in my mind, but I do remember it happening, but not exactly. But I would do something like that, knowing me.
So, in other words, when Jesse learns something, it sticks. And it crosses context. And Shelby and her brothers came out last Christmas and surprised the heck out of me. Oh, it made me cry because I let them tell you the story of what they did.
What would Mel say was on the shirt? It was black and it was white. And it had a question mark. And... she says, like, monkey see, monkey do. And it's crazy. Because when you do something, it's, like, not good. And then when someone else does it, yeah, definitely not good. So, how would that, well, yeah, okay, there you go.
So they'd be doing things in their family, or they'd be traveling somewhere, and somebody would say or do something, and then one of them would pop in with, well, what would Mel say? And so, because it's true, if someone wasn't using manners or someone was saying, they took my stuff, it would be the question of, what's the rule? There's a rule about good touch. There's a rule about good touch. There's a rule about, yeah, the monkey see, monkey do is related to the youngest kids to copy the older kids. And so they need to be aware of what they're doing when the younger kids are around. And yeah, my favorite question to hear at camp is also a good one to have in life that we taught our son to ask when he's at daycare or at school is, how may I help you today? Or what could I do for you today?
And that is a question that the elders know.
Okay, That question, the eldest of the group usually know that question by the time they get to be the oldest, because when you're the oldest, then you have more responsibility because you've been there longer and you know years older and you know more, you have more responsibility, you have more control over your brain, I guess, and what you do. So generally, the older kids know more, like, when to help Mel out, and that's kind of what your responsibility is when you get older, but then you do have other benefits. I mean, you're not just stuck cleaning and cooking for Melanie and kissing the floor that she walks on or anything like that. But, yeah, it's something that we have to work on with the littler ones sometimes because, I guess it's not just a part. Sometimes they don't even ask. Like, you want to ask them to do something, and then sometimes they won't do it, so you just have to got to work with the little ones, with the youngins.
Well, and we try to give the older ones a little extra privilege, whether it's using the computer or staying up a little later, and recognizing that, you know, this year, 4 out of the 5 kids are teenagers, and their sleep schedules are naturally later because of the melatonin and their system is shift. And so it's naturally for them, it's natural that they get up later. They're playing with grape stems and distracting the heck out of me. No, those are stems. They're not a vine at the moment. And so I lost my train of thought. Welcome to Camp Off. No, I had to mute while I coughed. Like, is that it? No, because I actually have an ending that I do. So we also want to help them be successful in learning and in life. And so, as I said, I share different things about their brain, things that will help them in school. So think about some things that you've learned that have helped you, whether it's been in that during the summer or when you've talked to me during the school year.
The 10 healthy foods, which we learned like 5 million years ago. No, really, I think it was just like 3. Right? 10 years ago.
No,
5 years ago. It was a long time ago. But there's 10 healthy foods or whatever. And Melanie taught us the 10 healthy foods with like parts of our body. And so I remember those, and it's really impressive. So that's one of the things that sticks in my mind. And to say remember instead of forget, because if you say that, you're going to forget, like, try not to forget something, then you'll forget it. But if you say, oh, remember, then you'll remember. Yay!
Oh, and make sure you eat breakfast in the morning because you need your protein before you go to school and, like, fail your test, you know? So you should eat breakfast, like peanut butter and, like, granola bars and yogurt. Okay, have fun.
And the other, we talked a little bit, too, about, I mentioned before I came up, girls, about the fact that most teenagers don't call and text and email their aunts or uncles just for the sake of chatting, but you both do that. What do you think is the value of having a strong relationship with someone outside your immediate family?
I guess it's really helpful just because you get an outsider's perspective of any problems you have or, I guess, any questions, especially if it involves your immediate family. I mean, if somebody's bothering you or, I don't know, if you're just frustrated about something, and especially if you talk to Melanie, then Melanie is all, like, positive attitude, and so usually she'll tell you to do something that will cheer you up or make things better. So I think it's just, like, really beneficial to have an aunt, a family, or like an uncle or some family member that doesn't live with you, I guess, who just gives you advice and on stuff while you grow up rather than just having it from your parents. I'm not saying that's a bad way to get advice. It's because it's a great way to grow up is having parents, but it's also good to be close to your aunts and stuff. So.
One more question.
Oh, God.
With strong relationships.
With your aunt. How did that help you, Chelsea?
To get through with life. And I love chatting, so. Yeah.
I got college. Oh.
And online college stuff like ACT and softball because I like want to go play college softball. And you can always call her like late night or something to chat. Yeah. Or early in the morning. Yep.
Well, it's Jesse too because these two are going to be seniors next year. And with my work with Upward Bound, I did a lot with students helping them with the college search process and the admissions process. And so, Jesse, what are some of the things that have been helpful with you and your college search for me?
Melanie knew people, like, or knows people who live in Florida who, I guess, went into stuff with marine biology and stuff with marine animals. So she talked to them, and they gave me some information on to, like, look into certain colleges that would be good and have, like, good majors and good programs in the marine biology field, which is something that I want to look into. So, I mean, that helps. And then she's been helping me figure out, like, what kind of schooling years, I guess, to take and what kind of degrees I need and the money thing and scholarships and stuff like that. So that's been helping out me a lot.
She's been helping me on the ACT thing, like doing online to get help with these tips where I'm slow at and stuff. And for college, I want to go somewhere close, so pretty much I need to find a softball team that is close, like a college that has a softball team, so I can go.
And both of the girls are very bright. That always helps. Because they have good grades. You're so cool. It's been wonderful as they've grown up and, again, staying connected to them as they continue to get older. Yeah, now they're being goofy with the cell phone. My last awesome question just went flying out of my head. Oh, have you thought about how you might help your kids be as connected as you guys are as far as cousins?
Well, for me, it would probably be a little bit easier because I only have one sister. So, I mean, if we both have children, I would probably just, like, hang out with them a lot. I mean, together, like, we would hang out together, especially since me and my sister are, like, best friends. I think that would help our kids out because I want, you know, like, my kids to have a similar experience to what I have of being close to my family and spending time with your cousins and your aunts who are not your immediate family, who you don't live with every day. So, I don't know, I guess I'd try to do something similar to camp, like take my nieces or nephews out to the museum for a few days and such like that. So, depending on where I live, too, I might move south. I don't know yet. So, that'll be a factor.
Okay. Well, me and my brothers are really close, but we also fight. So, yeah. What else?
You can help the kids be connected.
Kids. We could go to a water park and have fun there.
So do things together.
Yeah. And we could play games like tic-tac-toe. We could play Twister. Twister.
That would be fun. That would be fun, yeah.
So now we're thinking of more games to play at camp. I think we have Twister. I think we have Bobby's Twister. And so we always say there's never enough time. There's never enough time. Girls think, in what closing message would you give to people who are thinking about doing something like this with their nieces and nephews or maybe friends? Because right now in our family situation, my husband's an only child, so there are not cousins from that side of the family for my son. And so I have six sisters, five of whom have kids. And so those are the ones that come to camp here every summer. And we started when the oldest were three, and there were just two of them. And they're now just turned 21. And the youngest, again, is like, I believe, seven. She'll be eight in February. So, girls, final question. Any suggestions you give to people who are thinking about doing something like a camp? Family camp experience.
Do it.
It's really, really cool, and it's really beneficial to everybody, I think, that is in attendance. Try to think of things to do that's outside of the box, things that nobody's ever really gone to. Or if you know you have kids who, like, you know they love to go to somewhere, you know, try to get somewhere for everybody. So at least one person will like wherever you go. I mean, you can't guarantee that everybody's going to love everything you do. But so try to find something that everybody would want to do. So that would make it more fun for everybody on the go around.
Make sure it suits everybody's feelings and thoughts. I don't know what else to say. What opinion?
Oh, yeah.
So you want to talk?
Ask them what foods they like, and what games they like. I mean, if you don't have a lot of games, tell them to bring the games that they like. I mean, Melanie is stashed up to the rooftop with games, so usually we're okay if everybody forgets to bring one. But, I mean, if you don't have any games, then have them bring games, and any kind of games. I mean, if you have video games, if you have, like, a Wii, then that would be fun, too, for people. So, yeah, definitely know what you're getting into with their opinions and their likes and their dislikes and stuff. And have all the food groups presented at the meals. Have your fruits and veggies. Those are very important. And drink lots of water. Have everybody have a water bottle. And desserts are good things, too. So you should throw a few of those in, like ice cream. Because usually that goes around with everybody. But if not, then, you know, maybe some cookies or something.
Thanks, girls. Well, we have, in our last 2 minutes, because as I mentioned, camp's going to wind down to probably 3 people next year, and we're getting back to smaller groups. But, yes, taking them places and giving them experiences with the arts, with history, with their family genealogy, things that, you know, they don't often think of. You know, we don't always think of, even with our son, of places to go. So during camp, we know that we'll try to go to an art museum, or we went to the Mississippi River Museum on Monday. And we, it's all about laughter and learning and having fun with family. So, girls, I'll let you serve up supper because the corn's almost done. I will, yeah, we'll go wash your hands first and dust your feet. Thank you so much. And they're like, you don't repeat everything we say. So it is a wonderful opportunity, and we encourage you to invite you to take advantage of that, whether it's for a whole week, whether it may just be for a weekend, to give the gift of your time and your experience. And as, you know, the price of gas has gone up and admission prices for things, we've also asked for some donations for cash to help pay for admissions and gas and food. And one of my sisters had said, there's no way that covers everything. And the answer is, well, of course not, because that's part of our gift to them. We don't give birthday gifts during the year. Part of their birthday gift is being with us. And mostly each other. We so value the time we spend with them. So thanks so much for listening to the girls and learning more about giving the gift of time. And even, again, if it's just a day outing, if you live close together, teaching them new games, learning new games from them, it's very important. So when you're trying to think of a gift to give, think about the gift of time, an outing with just you and a niece and nephew, or a group situation. In any case, we wish you the best of success in both giving the gift of time and receiving the gift of time for others. Until next time, stay safe and enjoy your gifts, the present.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.